What's up, everybody? High Banks Podcast, episode 177. Alex and Nick with you after, it seems like, a month that we haven't done this show, but only been really a week. Week and some change. Kind of been feeling under the weather. I know, Nick, you've been feeling a little under the weather as well. I guess it's kind of just like the season changing, you know, weather as far as hot to cooler. And everything like that. But anyway, Nick, how you been the past couple weeks? And also, we have an announcement for next week's show. Going to have a special guest on there, too, so we'll mention that a little later on. But how you doing, Nick?
I'm good, man. I'm just grinding through the days, man. Just, you know, it's a normal week here. Nothing special.
Yeah, I was going to say, nothing really new here. Work. As far as right now, you know, me and the fiance have the wedding coming up in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's right around the corner, getting our last finishing touches for that settled and all that. So definitely excited and everything. And, you know, a lot of stress.
It's definitely the stress. It gets closer and closer. It's getting more and more real. So
yeah,
I'm excited for y'all.
It should be fun, exciting, and all that good stuff. So, I mean, other than that, that's pretty much it. Just want to say thanks to Jacob Jones for coming on the show a couple weeks ago. Enjoyed having him. Unfortunately, his driver, didn't have the same luck, as years past, did not advance to the second round of the playoffs. But we'll get into the standings and all that, who got dropped out, and who made it to the round of 12, so on and so forth. So anyway, what we had news wise, we'll just run it down real quick. First and foremost, I just want to, you know, condolences to the Pollux family. Martin Truex, longtime now ex-girlfriend who he was with for years and years, and shed light on ovarian cancer and everything, passed away, this past week, I guess from complications from ovarian cancer. So condolences to her family and the whole NASCAR community, really as a whole, took this one kind of on the chin. So, praying for them and all that stuff. So, a couple driver announcements. We got Brandon Jones, Sam Mayer, and Justin Allgaier all back for Junior Motorsports next year. That leaves one open ride in the 8 car because Josh Berry's moving to the Cup Series to replace Kevin Harvick. Any ideas on who might be there, Nick?
You got me, man. I honestly, there's endless opportunities on who could take that 8. I don't know.
It could be, you know, another Xfinity guy. Could we see another Cup guy move down, a truck person move up? You know, you never know. Especially with GMS shutting down their truck team, you have three drivers there that pretty much, you know, need a ride, next season. So we'll have to see if any of them kind of come into the fold, because they, we've already had a couple drivers taken off the board here, so to speak. Daniel Hemric, who was with Kolig already, moves up to replace Justin Haley in the 31. So he goes back to the Cup Series. He was with RCR a couple years ago. Didn't really do well. Did win Rookie of the Year that year, but didn't really do well at all when he was in the Cup Series. So we'll have to see if he can turn it around this time around. Zane Smith will be in a Trackhouse Spire car. So Spire bought Team LiveFast Charter for $40 million, which is pretty outrageous. And so, I don't know what's going to happen with Team LiveFast. Apparently they're going to run kind of a part-time schedule next season. So we'd still like to see BJ McLeod, and Matt Tiff be able to get their team rolling here at some point. But they're going to be, I think, part-time next year. Trackhouse is going to be pretty much leasing the charter from Spire. So Zane Smith will be driving for Spire, but it'll pretty much be a Trackhouse car, I would assume. on that one because his deal is with Trackhouse. So, looks like Ty Dillon, Nick, is out. We'll have to see what the deal is with that in the 77. But we know Corey LaJoie will be back. Now, obviously, adding Zane Smith, Spire looks to be going in the right direction as far as their driver lineup. And I believe it'll be a three-car team now.
Yeah, it's crazy how it went from one to three real quick. It's bizarre. That small team is definitely trending on the way up.
Yeah, so definitely a lot going on there, you know, to kind of sift through. But we'll have to see what as far as, you know, that third car where Ty Dillon is now in the 77. If he's back or if another driver goes in there. Matt DiBenedetto announced he would be leaving Rackley War, the truck team, at the end of the season. Well, I think they just cut it off altogether here. So he won't be racing for them for the remainder of the season, the final three races. So we'll have to see what who they tab as their driver for the final three is, and is next year as well. And then see what Matty D's plans are for next year in the coming future here. There's been rumors Noah Gregson going to be at Colic Racing next year, probably, I would say, Xfinity side because their cup – unless AJ retires, but I'm pretty sure, you know, haven't heard anything on that. So their cup rides are squared away as far as now. So we'll have to see what goes on with that one as well. Let's see. And then a couple schedule changes here, Nick. Well, the one that stay the same, the Clash will be back at the Coliseum next year. You and I both think that it kind of ran its course here, so excited, not excited for it to be back in LA. I mean, they're gonna have the NASCAR Mexico Series race there the same weekend, so you know they added a little different aspect to the, you know, the weekend and everything with that. But would you like to have seen it somewhere else next year?
Yeah, it's kind of ran its course. We talked about this with Bristol Dirt, and they finally did the right thing with cutting that off. I feel the same thing should go with the Coliseum. It was fun. You're kind of overdoing it, in my opinion, more than it's been, what, 3 years since they've done it?
But it'll be the third.
This will be their third year.
Right.
It's kind of ran its course, like you said. Kind of going out the different tracks that we don't normally see would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Each year kind of play a different local track or something like that, I think would be kind of appealing to some, but that's my two cents.
Yeah, so you know, we'll have to see how it goes. I guess it's already there now, so we'll have to see how that goes next year. Like you already mentioned, Bristol Dirt is no more, at least for next year, going back to two races on the concrete, which I've always liked better anyway.
Thank God. It's done. it's been fun, but it's time to finally get back to one of the best tracks twice a year, not just
right.
Once.
Yeah, that's what I would say. It's always, you know, hopefully they can fix the short track package a little bit.
Yeah, that's a big issue, know, too.
To make it a little more interesting. But I think, you know, the dirt, those heavy stock cars are really not meant for the dirt. Like, okay, we get a truck race on dirt, that's fine. Because they've been doing it for, you know, years now. They did it Eldora, they did it Eldora, Knoxville, yeah, and Iowa, and, you know, all that. So, them, I can see maybe having a dirt race somewhere. Well, hopefully, it seems like the schedule is going to be coming out here, should be in the next week or so. So, hopefully, we'll have more insight on that. Road America looks to be off the schedule completely as far as Xfinity. They were there last year, but it looks like they're done all together, at least for next year. And it looks like Texas might get their race, or, well, Texas Motor Speedway in general, interested in moving it, their race from the fall to the spring next year. So they would be out of the playoffs if that was the case, because the Xfinity Series and Cup Series are at Texas in the playoffs, this weekend. So we'll have to see what goes on with that. So that all being said, Nick, if we want to talk a little Bristol, I believe we had, we had all three series at Bristol a week ago. So we'll start with the trucks. This was the first race of their second round, the round of eight. So they had two drivers eliminated. And that was Matty D and Matt Crafton after Kansas, heading into this one at Bristol. So, Nick, the winner was Corey Heim. He moves on to the championship four. I can't believe we're already at that point now. But he'll be moving on to the championship four. Christian Eckes was second. Grant Enfinger third. Carson Hocevar fourth. Taylor Gray fifth. Raja Carew sixth. Ben Rhodes seventh. Chase Purdy eighth. Nick Sanchez ninth. And Matty D in his final race now, with Rackley 1-25, rounded out of the top 10. So, Nick, any playoff drivers have any issues here? Not really. Zane Smith being the only one finishing 24th. He's the lowest of the playoff drivers. So, Nick, is Corey Heim the favorite here to win the Truck Series champion? Or, you know, another strong one, Christian Eckes?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the bottom. I'm looking at Zane Smith still possibly. To be honest, I think he's going to punch his ticket in, and he's still going to be somebody that's, if he gets to Phoenix, he's got the ability. He's won it there, been a champion there. I still think that the guy's got the experience to get there. I also think Carson's a definitely up and comer. I feel they could definitely make some moves there and punch his way in, possibly get a good Phoenix run and do well there to get a championship. So this is a whole bag of guys that really can make an impact. It's just, you pick one, you're not wrong, really.
Right. And I feel like, you know, you have three guys below the cut line, two of them, Zane Smith, Ben Rhodes, are previous champions. Ty Majeski made the championship four last year. Then you have the rookie Nick Sanchez, those four below the cut line. And then obviously, like I said, Corey Heim moving on, Christian Eckes, Carson Hocevar, Grant Enfinger in that order, above the cut line. So a lot of young guys, a lot of veterans in there as well. You know, who might be able to right the ship. But they got a interesting next two races here in the round of eight. They got Talladega in a couple weeks or next weekend, and then Homestead Miami. So they got two decent racetracks coming up. One of them a real wild card, whereas the Cup Series and the, well, I think the Cup Series has, oh no, they're not in this one. Yeah, they are. Okay. They got the Roval in their schedule. So, and Talladega. So that's a tough round. You know, you want to get past today as far as this weekend, as far as the Cup Series goes, you know, locking yourself in pretty much. Won't have to worry about those next two races. But the Truck Series, like I said, they're not racing in Texas. They'll be at Talladega on the 30th of September. So looking forward to that one. And then, like I said, Homestead Miami, their cut race before they go to Phoenix for the championship. Bristol for the Xfinity guys. Justin Allgaier got the win here. Big win for him. I don't think has he won here before? I can't mm-hmm. remember. He has.
He's won here before. Yeah. It's been a while, but I think he's won here one other time. I think it was a couple years back he won. Pretty sure.
Yeah. They seem on a hot streak.
Yeah. They've been running well. Definitely a 7-team, definitely going to come up strong. And, you know, he was going to be a top pick coming into Phoenix coming up rather soon.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, him winning the race, Daniel Hemric second, John Hunter third, Cole Custer fourth, Chandler Smith fifth, Ryan Sieg, 6th. Trevor Bayne, 7th. Riley Herbst, 8th. Sammy Smith, 9th. And Kaz Grala rounded out the top 10 here. So, Bristol, always exciting. As we know, a couple playoff drivers here. Sam Mayer, Josh Berry, Austin Hill, Parker Kligerman, you know, all had issues in this one, finished outside the top 30. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nick, was leading laps, had a great run going. Obviously, something caught on fire. We saw his pant leg was a little charred there, ended up finishing 30th, but glad he was able to make it out. One of two races of the year, and he catches on fire. But he said he had fun, he enjoyed it, and everything like that. So we'll see him again at Homestead Miami later this year, a few weeks, about a month away. So looking forward to that as well. So, Nick, the standings for the Xfinity Series in the playoffs. Like I said, Parker Kligerman, Josh Berry, Sam Mayer all had issues. They're below the cut line by double digits. Which kind of helped Jeb Burton. He's only 4 back of the cut line. Sheldon Creed, 4 up. Sammy Smith, 5 up. Nobody really safe here yet in the Xfinity Series, with the exception of maybe John Hunter, you know, at plus 65 leading the way here. But everybody else, I mean, pretty much in play. You have one bad day, and it could be all over or all gained for you. So what are you thinking here, Nick? Can you pick a favorite, you know, as of now in the Xfinity Series? I'm sorry, Justin Allgaier locked himself in the next round. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's locked in, so he's good, and we can assume John Hunter, unless he has a disastrous couple races here, just falls out of the picture, so he's basically a lock. Who do I think who's a clear cut is... I'm going to say John Hunter right now. I think that he's going to be one of the guys that has the ability to get there. He's done it before. Definitely has a good shot. Got a good car. Just stays out of trouble, and he's pretty much, I think, my lock to win it all.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, he's kind of got nothing to lose now. He's got his plan set for next year already.
They drive that momentum in.
Yeah.
Big time.
And Allgaier on the pole for today, so... You know, there goes that one. But, yeah, I mean, I would say John Hunter and Allgaier, you know, kind of the top two separating themselves. You know, you would think Austin Hill, obviously, you know, winning 5 races or 4 or 5 races this year. But he's kind of, you know, had issues here as of late. So I'll have to see if he can turn that around. But they are in Texas. Saturday, 3:30 on, I believe, USA, 200 laps, 300 miles. So Texas, you know, we always say this kind of every year, hasn't really been one of our favorite tracks, especially in the Xfinity Series. I could see everybody getting lapped up to pretty much 10th place, you know, coming for this one. But usually the cup package for mile and a half is pretty good. So hopefully, you know, Sunday's race is halfway decent here. But the Cup Series from Bristol, Denny Hamlin was your winner here. Chris Bell was actually pretty dominant, won stages 1 and 2 of this race, ended up finishing 3rd. Kyle Larson was 2nd. But Denny Hamlin, Nick, after the race, obviously seems like the most hated guy in the bunch, of the drivers now, by the fans. But I like how he embraces the boot, you know, put the hand to the ear, or, you know, the little snide comments or whatever. I kind of like how he plays the banner back and forth with the fans.
I know, I'm not the biggest Denny fan myself.
Not either,
but I got to give him credit. He basically comes out and says, I'm never going to win popular driver. That's just out the door. Yeah. So I might as well embrace the kind of villain aspect of being who I am, doing what I'm doing. I'm still one of the best drivers out here, and he knows it. So I don't really have a problem with it. Do I like it? No, but it makes it entertaining. It really kind of does in a way.
Well, yeah. You know, it's like Kyle Busch. It seems like it's always a JGR guy. Let's put it that way. Or Bubba Wallace. Don't matter who he's driving for. But, you know, Denny, like he said in the poster, he was like, you know, why do you think they're booing? Well, I beat all their favorite drivers, which is true because he won the race. So
it's true. Yeah.
You know, I think he likes doing it. I think, you know, everybody kind of has a good time with it. Do I like him as a driver? No, I don't. I don't. He's more at the bottom of the list for me.
Oh, 100%.
But, you know,
we've all had that same aspect for a long time, that Denny was definitely at the bottom of the barrel when it came to drivers we definitely approve of and dislike. But I gotta give him the credit again. He's got he can back it up when he gets out there and does what he does.
Yeah, exactly. He still wins races, so you know, he can kind of really say whatever he wants to the fans if he keeps backing it up. So anyway, the rest of the top 10, Larson Bell, like I said, we're second and third, Chris Buescher fourth, Ty Gibbs fifth, Michael McDowell sixth, Chase Elliott seventh, Brad Keselowski eighth, William Byron ninth, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. rounded out the top 10. So playoff driver, the biggest one, you know, that had issues, Joey Logano finished in 34th, Kevin Harvick 29th. He just was terrible all day. Then you had Ross Chastain 23rd, Blaney 22nd, Kyle Busch 20th. A lot of playoff drivers down in the pylon there. So, which makes for good runs for other people. You know, Carson Hocevar has been proven week in, week out. He's been in this 42 that he can run up there on Sundays and everything. Finished 11th in that 42 car, which, you know, kind of begged the question there. Was Noah Gregson really that bad, or is Carson Hocevar really that good? You know, because it's the same car as it was when Noah was in there. So, you know, what do you go off of?
That's tough. You really could go one hand, doesn't matter the other. You know, it's I really think Carson's that good. I really can see it. Blown my mind that he's basically running up top tens here.
Yeah.
A car that Noah could barely get above 20 or 25 at some days. Yeah, I think Carson's definitely a driver that we definitely want to watch. Hopefully, you know, gets more runs the rest of the year and see how he can finish it off strong.
Yeah, so he'll be in that car at Texas this week. Not since there's no truck race. You know, but we'll have to see. Obviously, there's no announcement on who's going to, or no, John Hunter's going to be in that car next year. But I think Carson might be a lead candidate at Spire in that 77. If Ty's not back, because he's ran some Xfinity races for Spire, ran in the top 10 in that series as well. While all the time being a favorite to win the truck championship, at such a young age, 20 years old, I think he is. So, definitely a bright future for him. You know, we'll leave it at that there. But for the standings, you know, this was an elimination race here at Bristol. Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Ricky Stenhouse, and Michael McDowell eliminated from the playoffs. All had great seasons, obviously, with Stenhouse winning the 500, Harvick making the playoffs in his last season. Logano, not really a good season to his standards, but made the playoffs nonetheless. And obviously Michael McDowell with that big win at the Indy Road Course, and has had speed pretty much all year, even finishing sixth in this race. So, overall, good season for the 34 club. But moving on to the guys who are still in the playoffs. So the whole thing resets here. Truex below the cut line, barely got through. Now he's 25 up. So pretty much top of the board with William Byron, both 25 to the good. Denny Hamlin plus 21. And then we're real tight. Pretty much from Larson in fourth all the way down to Bubba in 14 or in 12th, you know, separated by not much. So, you know, Larson up 12, Buescher 10, Kyle Busch 8, Chris Bell 5, Reddick 3. And then right below the cut line, you got Chastain and Brad Keselowski at minus 3, Blaney minus 6, and Bubba Wallace minus 14. So pretty much all close here. We'll have to see as far as Texas, you know, hopefully, you know, the mile and a half, like I said, have been better over the last year since the new car. So hopefully that kind of translates to this race as well. But before we get into that, Nick, our picks from the last 2 weeks here. So we still didn't do picks when we didn't do the show. But at Kansas, you went with Byron with Bubba Wallace. Byron was 15th, Bubba 32nd. So 22-17 after that one. Then at Bristol, I went with Buescher. You went with Kyle Busch. Buescher 4th, Busch 20th. So I got you 23-17, heading to Texas. Then we got one pick this week, but then multiple picks when we go to the Roval and all that. So still a chance there, Nick. Still a chance.
Still a chance.
Because you actually, in the past month or so, you have gotten me on most of them, I must say. So that being said, Texas for the Cup Series Sunday at 3:30 on USA, 267 laps, 400 miles. No resin on the track here, Nick. I imagine it's going to be pretty steamy. It's been pretty steamy in Texas. Damn near all summer, so it's been like 90 plus. So, you know, will that play a factor? We don't know, and everything like that. Anyway, Nick, drivers in this race, little driver changes here. Zane Smith will be in the 38. Todd Gilliland, he'll move to the 51. I think that's about it here. Obviously, with the playoffs, you know, so can't really do much changing around here. But Zane Smith in the 38, that'll move Todd Gilliland to the 51. So that being said, who are we kind of looking at for Texas as Nick's trying to sneeze?
Trying to get it out and it won't come out. I hate that. It always comes in twos.
Yeah. But anyway, who we looking at kind of as an idea for Texas?
I will say there's one guy who's non-playoff, and then there's one that is. That's the one I'm going after.
Well, I guess when there's more drivers eliminated, you can, you know, there's more opportunity to maybe non-playoff.
I'll let you go first.
Who have I picked? I picked Buescher in the playoffs. I picked Buescher, Bubba, and Ross. So they're my three playoff that I picked so far. I'm going to stick with the playoff train here. All-star winner from a year ago. I'm going to take Ryan Blaney, my guy, to get it done at Texas, hopefully, and advance us on to the round of 8.
Okay. Not who I was expecting.
What were you thinking?
I thought you were going to go with possibly like Denny or Kyle Busch or something.
I was thinking a Toyota or a Chevy. Because I know Toyota's been going on the mile and a half, since Chevy has run well. RCR especially has run well and good at Texas in the past. So,
I'm probably going to regret it, but I'm going to take Harvick here. I think he's going to have a good I think he's going to. He's won here multiple times.
All right. So that
out of the playoff, doesn't have to worry about it. He's just going to go for broke, really. I think he's going to hopefully get something.
Well, it's funny. We're talking about Chevys and Toyotas. We both picked Ford guys.
Yeah, right.
But, hey, you know, it would be nice to see Harvick get a win in, you know, in these last 7 races or whatever it is, you know, before he hangs it up. It would be kind of cool. So, I like the pick. Yeah, I probably would have picked him maybe one more time throughout the year, you know, but anyway, you're going to go with Kevin Harvick. I'm going to go with Ryan Blaney at Texas. Like I said, 3:30 on USA. And, you know, always, you know, looking forward to the races and everything, especially been under the weather the past couple of weeks. So it's been hard to kind of focus on it, especially the Kansas race. Oh, God, I was like, blah. but, yeah, so anyway, Nick. The Twitter poll from Bristol. Let me mention that real quick. Did you think it was a good race?
Not my favorite Bristol race, but it was okay. Yeah, I would say it was.
Out of 17 votes, 53% said no.
Wow, that's not surprising, yeah. Though.
47% on the yes side. So close. It was close.
Yeah.
Which I guess is better for the short track deal, because, you know, we haven't had that good a short track race in this year, or the past couple of years, I should say. But, you know, it is what it is there. So, I guess that's pretty much it here. Texas this weekend, you know, we'll obviously talk next week, which we will have a special guest. Hopefully we can still have him as of now. You know, he'll be joining us next week. Mason Maggio, part-time truck driver, part-time or truck series driver, part-time Xfinity series driver. You know, it's kind of bounced all over the place. So as of now, he should be joining us next week. So can't wait to have him on and, you know, see what he's got going on for the rest of this year, next year, kind of how he got into this position that he's in, kind of racing for any team, you know, any series. So excited to have him on next week. We will also next week obviously be talking about Texas and then preview Talladega. Always a exciting one going to these play tracks, wild card, especially in the playoffs and everything like that. So that's about it, Nick. Anything else to add?
No, I got nothing. You cleared it up.
All right, well, follow Twitter, _Banks_, Instagram, _Banks_podcast. And don't forget to check out our buddy Jacob Jones Music, wherever you listen to music. And be sure to tune in next week. We'll have updates on the Twitter as far as when the show's out, and the interview with Mason Maggio and all that. So I hope everybody has a great week. Enjoy Texas, the college football, NFL, baseball coming in on the wire, most playoff time. So should be exciting, and we'll be back next week, hopefully joined by Mason Maggio.